Alaska made comedy headlines this weekend. HBO host John Oliver offered to donate some unique items to a business in Anchorage. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell has the story.
Alaska may be the last frontier, but on Sunday night, comedian John Oliver highlighted a different kind of status, the last holdout of Blockbuster Video.
Despite the fact that Blockbuster filed for bankruptcy in 2010, there are apparently four independently owned franchises still operating in the United States, three of which are in Alaska.
Oliver goes on to explain that these independently owned shops, they make good business sense. Data can be expensive, and for some Alaskans, it's been cheaper to rent movies than to stream them. And as the once ubiquitous video stores have disappeared in the rest of the country, Alaska's last remaining Blockbusters have become a different kind of attraction.
I have people who come into the parking lot just to take pictures of the building.
That's Anchorage Blockbuster supervisor Danny Province. She was featured in a video produced by Vice News last year, which Oliver highlighted.
They'll also be like, oh my God, can't believe you guys are still here.
What a fun but potentially passive-aggressive interaction that was. Wow, I thought you has-been losers have been thrown into the trash heap of history. But you weren't. Good for you. I'm off to stream literally anything I want. See you later, punchline.
And Oliver's right. As the internet has gotten faster and more reliable in Alaska in recent years, more Alaskans have joined the streaming masses. So how do you keep one of the last remaining rental relics open? There's got to be a fun, film-inspired way, Oliver says, to get customers through the door.
You know, the way that Planet Hollywood sucks you in with the chance to dine alongside the baseball mitt that out-acted Madonna in A League of Their Own.
But there's no way small, independently owned stores can afford items like that. That's where Oliver and his team come in. It turns out there was recently an auction of movie memorabilia used by the actor Russell Crowe.
From the gladiator chariot to this leather jockstrap he wore in the film Cinderella Man, which was expected to attract an absolutely ridiculous $500.
That jockstrap, it ended up going to an anonymous bidder for $7,000. There was some speculation that Oliver was the one to bid on the item, but...
The bad news is we didn't do it. I'm sorry. It wasn't us. We didn't buy it. We did, though. Except we did. We absolutely did.
So what's he going to do with it?
To the manager of the only remaining Blockbuster in Anchorage, Alaska, at 5600 DeBar Road, number 5. All of this is yours. Just call us in the next 48 hours, and we will send it to you.
Have you called John Oliver?
We've left messages with him on the phone to HBO. We've Facebooked him. We tweeted him. I don't know what else we could do.
Kevin Damude is the general manager for the remaining Blockbusters in Alaska. He's been working at the store since 1991, standing alongside aisles of DVDs inside the store on DeBar Road. Damude says he's seen a lot of change.
Of course, we started with the wonderful VHSs and how fast the DVDs took over those. So, and that was a huge change around.
Damude says he's seen a drop in profit in recent years, but he says some people really value the in-person experience.
It's kind of hard to sit there and ask a vending machine, is this a good movie? You know, what's your recommendation? And that's what they miss. They miss the customer service end of it, and that's why we're still steady.
And the media hype over the last remaining stores doesn't hurt either. Damude says they've sold T-shirts and sweatshirts and stickers. So he says the more attention, the better. He welcomes John Oliver's idea of showing off Russell Crowe movie memorabilia with just an ounce of hesitation.
You know, it's a great idea. I love it. It's a whole jockstrap thing I can't get over. I'm sorry.
But he's willing to try if it means keeping Blockbuster's lights on a little longer. In Anchorage, I'm Emily Russell.